Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubt of love. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody need to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won
again. You brought me out so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, my husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Got you.
Yeah.
I give you glory. I bless your name.
Why do you give them praise?
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful. Somebody ought to give them glory.
Glory.
Anybody know it's a winner?
Yeah.
Anybody know it's a winner?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah.
Understand this. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's a man that is on fire already. He just set me a fire. Hallelujah. See, we need some fire starters. Amen.
Oh, I came to church this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Afternoon, wherever you look at, I came to church this morning. I brought the church to the church.
Yeah, to the building. Hallelujah. Right to where you are today. Hallelujah. Yes. We got some fire starters out there. Hallelujah. Let's set other people ablaze this morning. All the fire starters. Hallelujah. Set everything ablaze around you. That's amen. Right. In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Welcome to Sunday service. Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
We are the Gospel Public Ministry.
Jeez. Amen.
Thank you all for being here. You could be anywhere else today, but you decided to be here to
Amen.
Come into agreement with us on today. So we thank God for you. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to keep you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May God continue to lead you down the path of righteousness. For the Bible says that he did endure to the end. Shall be saved.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So stay on in there. Hallelujah.
That's
like
right.
My husband, I would say, don't fall. What you say?
Don't give up.
Don't give in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. Welcome you today.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome you. Press one. Hallelujah. If it's your first time here with us,
yes.
We want to personally welcome you, me and my husband, here today. Press one. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want to pray for you and pray with you. Hallelujah.
So many wonderful people that's in there. We have a lot of guests that's here.
Yes.
This morning too, you know, so welcome every single one, man and woman, you know, whoever that you are, you know, we don't know every single one, but we do see there is quite a few guests that's here, and we just want to welcome you here, you know, to Sunday service,
yes,
you know,
Lord.
Not our house, but this is God's house.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for being in attendance with us.
Yes, good to see Sister Connie Northern here today. Good to see our sister and friend in Christ, Sister Jordan Adams
Amen.
Here, Evangelist Kimberly Redford was a minister here at the Gospel Public Ministry, as well as Evangelist Darina Dudley, who's also a minister here, as well as Brother Learn up in Chicago. We thank God for you. Sister Jackson, hallelujah. Sister Jackson, one of our newest members, we thank God added to the church
welcome.
Here daily. Welcome. We see that There's so many here today. And our cousin Brenda Carter, Brenda Gail Carter and family are here today. Amen.
Oh, hold on. Go back.
Amen.
I see my cousin here.
Amen.
Cousin Herbert Terry McCauley. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
To Dylan, to the kind. Everybody, welcome. If we didn't mention your name, please charge it to our head and not our heart today. The church is full, so we thank God for everybody that's in attendance. May your heart be filled today. Hallelujah. May you be blessed. May you leave this line not the same today. Healed, delivered, set free. Hallelujah. God is for you. If God is for you, who can be against you? And knowing that great is he that's in you and he that's in the world.
Yeah.
And walking in that daily. Amen. And don't give up. Hallelujah. And just steadfast in your faith. Hallelujah. We have several people here on the line as a guest today. We're going to call the Lord last four digits of your phone number, and we'll welcome you here today. Last four digits of your phone number is 9844, area code 347. Welcome to Sunday service.
Welcome.
Praise God. Thank you.
9844. Welcome. How are you doing today, sister?
Praise God. It was a blessing to be amongst you all. Thank the Lord. All is well.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we get your name, please?
Evangelist Virginia Morgan.
Amen. Welcome,
Amen.
Evangelist Virginia Morgan.
Welcome.
We thank God for you. Sister, God bless you. May God continue to be your strength and strengthen you in your walk. May God, we pray right now for fresh oil and fresh anointing right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fresh strength. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so that you can endure all that God has called you to do in the ministry. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may you be blessed in your going and coming on today. Hallelujah. May God use you mighty, mightier than ever before. May you go deeper and deeper in the spirit. Hallelujah. May God reveal those things, the secrets of the foundation to you like never before. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God open your eyes, your spiritual eyes to see. Beyond the natural to the supernatural, the depth of God. Hallelujah, showing you how you will speak those things, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you and keep you, sister, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now.
Hallelujah.
The blood that keeps you, that redeems you, that sanctifies you. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, making all things new. We are here to have newness of life today. I speak life into you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything was near, and anything that's not of God was dying. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, we have a good shot. My Lord, we decree that we have victory over you, victory over your finances, victory over your family, victory is yours, because victory, hallelujah, is in Jesus, and that is who is in you this day. We thank you.
Yes.
We thank God for you. May your cup overflow with blessings. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Walk that walk, hallelujah.
Yes.
Walk that walk of faith and don't look back, hallelujah. For what God has for you is straight ahead. My Lord,
hallelujah.
May you touch and heal, hallelujah. May you touch and hallelujah. People will be delivered and
set
free, hallelujah, from every demon that's been plaguing their body. My God,
hallelujah.
I see it all over. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. May God increase you in love and peace today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here in service with us today. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you. Bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Hallelujah. Welcome. Phone number, last four digits, 1940, area code 718. Welcome to the Gospel Public Ministry.
Yes. Earlene Turner, my daughter, Rigor Turner.
How you doing?
Prayer. She's in the hospital.
Amen. You're in the hospital. Oh, glory. We thank God for your life right now. We speak life over you, sister, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we come intervening for your daughter this day, oh God. We come interceding. I'm sorry. We come interceding for our sister, our loved one this morning, this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a deliverer, oh God. Lord, we decree and declare over her right now by your strength that she is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, wash her through and through with your blood, oh God. Oh, Lord, cleansing out all sickness and disease. We come against every threat, every fear, infirmity, and affliction, every disease and violence right now. We command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over you right now. We decree and declare that you're healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every attack on your body right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't want to receive a premature death and death of all God or destruction right now, whether it's roots and tentacles right now. And we decree and declare that it's dead in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the living that you shall live and not God, and proclaim the word of the Lord our God in the name of Jesus Christ right now.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Lord, we know that you are able. So, Lord, we ask that you make a way out of no way. Lord, we come for a breakthrough. Oh, God, breakthrough miracles in our healing right now. Let it be done in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over you right now. We give you a full mind, body, soul, and spirit in the blood of Jesus Christ. And anything that attests itself on you or in you must die right now in the blood. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare new life. We pray for restoration right now of your daughter. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, do it right now, oh God. Oh Lord, move every stumbling block to her healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. God, thank you. Hallelujah. Receive it right now. Hallelujah.
In the name
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. The power of the Holy Ghost of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Receive it right now. Fresh strength. Hallelujah. Receive it right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. New health. Hallelujah. Right now, God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Receive your healing on today. Receive your healing. I don't care what the doctor say. God is the doctor has the final say.
It has the final.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you. See yourself out already.
That's right.
See yourself already strong. Hallelujah. Decree and declare, I am strong. I am healed. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for everyone today. Glory to God. Is there anybody else today? Hallelujah. We know we have an order of service, but we let the Holy Spirit move.
Right.
We will not hinder the Holy Spirit. There are many out there that are needing prayer this morning. There are many out here on the line today that need to be delivered and set free from that that's been plaguing your body over and over again, but you just decided to deal with it. I want to tell you today, you don't have to deal with it. We serve a God that is able. We serve a God that is healing. We serve a God that can do all things but fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If there's one more, if there's anyone else today, don't let the enemy keep you shut up and close your mouth today.
Yeah.
You know what you need. You came here not just to be listening. You didn't come to be a spectator. You came to be delivered and set free. You came to be healed. You came to be filled. You came to be refreshed. You came to be restored. I don't know about you, but I came to receive something today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Holy
Hallelujah,
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
It could have been anywhere.
She
did not find it robbery to come to church and ask someone
thank
to come into agreement with me.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
In the hospital.
Jesus.
Thank God you came to the right place.
My God, my God.
The house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's what it means when we say, not our house, but God's house.
Turn it around, God.
That's who we serve.
Oh, Lord. We serve
the Almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
And to turn that thing around.
Right now.
In an instant.
Right now, God.
Bible tells us
yes, Lord.
When two or three are gathered together
yes,
in his name,
yes,
there he is in the midst.
Thank you, Lord.
And anything that you should ask in the name of Jesus, that he will do.
Yes, Lord.
So decree and declare, sister, that it is already done.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God keeps his promises.
God keeps his promises. Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, everybody, we're going to go in prayer, and then we'll have our scriptural reading from Evangelist Kimberly Ruff for today. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. And then we'll have a song selection from our brother. By our brother and uncle here, Brother Joe Washington today. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. He's going to bless us. Hallelujah. With a new song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone today that's in service. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for one more time, Lord God, as we come, Lord God, lifting up our eyes to the hills, knowing from whence comes our help, coming from you, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, as you have made heaven and earth and not ourselves. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God, as you that give us life, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the rising up, the laying down and the rising up this morning. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you've given us eyes to see and ears to hear in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we thank you for every function of our limbs this morning. Hallelujah. In this afternoon, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for keeping us and saving us, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know you didn't have to do it, but you did. Lord, we thank you that you're counting us worthy. Hallelujah. That you're counting us faithful, God. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Lord, we come to receive divine direction and instruction from you, Father God. What is it that you would have for us to do, oh God? And we shall be obedient, oh God, to follow your direction in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask right now that you open up the channels for our spirit to receive right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your word on today, Lord God, that we may be sealed and changed by your word. We come, Lord God, to be changed today. So, God, we ask in Jesus' name, change us, oh God, and make us more like you, oh God. Oh, Lord, we declare the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name, where we will not be conformed to this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance here right now. We come against every unteachable spirit. We come against every spirit of pride and fear and anxiety, disbelief. We come against every spirit of confusion. We come against every spirit of oppression and depression. We come against every fighting spirit, familiar spirit. Hallelujah. We come against every spirit of anxiety and affliction, discomfort and pain, sickness and disease and violence. We come against every spirit of lust and perversion. We come against every spirit of gossip and greed. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we declare the call that we are free, and we are free and free. Of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we walk with you right now to help your way in this way, Father. Lord, we know that you're omnipotent and omnipresent. There's no way we can go that you cannot reach, oh God. Lord, all we need is a touch from you right now. Let touch the heart of your children, oh God. Oh Lord, let their hearts, hallelujah, be at peace on today, oh God. Let their minds not worry, oh God. Help us to keep our minds chained on you, oh God. That you keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. Lord, let us not be quiet on the world that seems in the possession to keep all this world of conversation. My Lord, my God, let your word continue to be in our mouth, oh God. We will praise you all night long, Lord, in the midnight hour, in the morning, day and noon, oh God. Oh Lord, for you are worthy of all praise and glory, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah,
thank you, Lord.
In your name, God. We come here with our heart of intention this morning, and we pray back to you, oh God. And we thank you for the God by faith who receive our forgiveness right now. Oh, God, all our sins, known and unknown sins, oh God. All our prayers right now, when you stop and we shall be cleansed. Wash them, and we shall be witnessed, Lord. All our creating us a clean heart, oh God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to thank you, God. We come here with our heart of forgiveness, okay? Forgiveness, oh God. Forgiving those who have hurt us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have abandoned us, oh God, mistreated us, talked about us, lied on us, oh God. We forgive them right now, oh God, for the Bible says that the vengeance is yours, oh God. Lord, we just come to you, oh God, and we leave everything else up to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God.
Yes,
we come
in the name
you,
of
God,
Jesus.
With our hearts out on the corner of our shack right now.
Thank
Lord,
Lord,
we come praying, Lord God, to receive from you today. Oh, Lord, it's not about us. It's all about you, oh God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come pray with a heart of thanksgiving on today. Just thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We can't thank you enough, but yes, still, we thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do. Hallelujah. Even on today, oh God, right now in this Sunday service, oh God, that the lives would be changed, oh God. Healing would take place, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our souls will be delivered on today, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for your miracle working power. Oh, Lord, rain down on us, oh God. We come to drink a cup of blessings today in the name of Jesus Christ. We come from Mount Zion, oh God, to be thankful, oh God. Your holy mountain where you dwell, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough. Praise and continue to be in our mouth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, for divine healing right now in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, hallelujah, and emotion and physical being, according to your divine plan and order for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive divine healing right now, wholeness and newness of life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territory. Lord, we ask for and receive beautiful answers, the oil of joy for morning, the garment of praise of the Spirit of Heaven. For we are the trees of righteousness, the planet of the Lord our God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you may be glorified, O God, in Jesus' name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, let us receive our daily bread right now, and we thank you for our daily bread right now. Everyone, we ask you to give us up, and every person that's in service today, hallelujah, according to John 16 and 23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you've given us up, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine help in each of our bodies right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, according to Isaiah 22 and 22, we pray, Lord God, that you will open up the gates of heaven that's above us and bless us, oh God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we will be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we will be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, upon his name, that we are the righteousness of God, that we are children of God, born of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, hallelujah, that we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, hallelujah, that we're saved by grace, hallelujah, 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 glory to God. And we plead the blood
hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ
hallelujah.
Of all that we pray for today, hallelujah, all that we need, all that we have, and all that we will have, in the name of Jesus Christ, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over everyone in service today, hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord God.
Yeah.
We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promise of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be
Amen.
The glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Let it move on
glory.
You today. Hallelujah. The anointing is on in service today. Pull on the anointing, whatever
hallelujah.
It is you're needing God to do. Pull it on it right now by faith and receive it.
Yeah,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh,
right
Father
now,
God, we just want to thank you one more time, oh God, for this day, oh God, for this hour, Lord God, that you've given us to come together, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, as your children, we thank you, Lord, glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody that's just now entering into church, God bless you. Hallelujah. I pray that God would open up your ears, your heart. Hallelujah. Eyes to see. Now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enlighten your senses today to receive, to feel
hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit that's moving on the line today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
yeah.
as we prepare
yeah.
you shortly for
yeah.
the message that's going to be delivered from our very own
yeah.
Pastor Dorsey Manning. Hallelujah. So we thank God for
hallelujah.
One more time. Amen. At this time, you all, we're going to have our scripture reading from our very own evangelist, Kimberly Redford. Amen. Go ahead, evangelist.
Amen. Give an honor to God, to the pastors. God bless y'all. To everyone that's
Amen.
Listening and everyone that will listen later on, I'm going to be coming from Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. This is the King James Version. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the Holy Spirit led me to that particular scripture, those two particular scriptures, because I thank God I have a praying pastor that loves prayer. That's what attracted me to the ministry. And
yes.
we have having a 40 days of prayer and fasting right now. And every time we have a prayer line, the doors just continue to open. We see the prayers manifesting because we're coming to him with prayer and supplication, you know, which is being humble. And we're coming with thanksgiving in our hearts. And we're believing that what we're praying, our Father hears and he answers. And we pray for my sister-in-law. That she gets her heart transplant, you know, to God's will. And then I got a call from my brother saying they're going to do the transplant today. She's been waiting for a long, long time for this. Didn't even know if she was going to even get it. But we came to God with sincere hearts, and God opened up the door to make a way for her to get that done. So I'm just encouraging everyone that's out there. Pray, and don't cease with praying. Pray daily. Pray more than once a day. You know, whenever you're led, just pray, because God truly hears our prayers. And if we're lining up with his will and walking upright, he will surely answer. God bless the reading, the hearing, and most of all, the doers of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist, for that scripture and message. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless. At this time, you all, we're going to prepare to receive. Hallelujah. Brother Joel Washington calling from New York, New York. Amen. Brother, let us get to you on the line for the service is full. Can you press one for me? Hallelujah. All right. I believe let me get the last four digits. What's the last four digits of Brother Washington number, Pastor? So I can pull them through. Amen. Amen. We're so excited about the song that's going to go forth to minister to us today. So, Pastor, let me know the last four digits of his number so I can make sure I bring in the right line. Amen. Amen. You all bear with us this afternoon as we bring Brother Joe in to bless us in song this morning. Pastor, what's the last four digits?
5528.
5528. Okay. Let me Let me find the 5-5. Okay, here we go. All right, Brother Washington, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to be here with y'all today. I just give God all the praise and all the honor. I just thank him so much for my nephew, Reverend Doris S. Manning, for him speaking the word. He's a God-sent young man. Every time I get to talk about it, we talk, chills just get all over my body. I'm just so happy. I just give God all the praise. I praise his name, you know, because he didn't have to keep me here, but he did. And I tell God all the time, we had a big family. We had a large family. It was just like 15 of us in my family. And Lord knows he took them all. He got them all, and he left me. And I said he left me here for a reason, and I'm going to continue to work for him until my day is done. You know, and I just want you to know today that if God called me today, I'll be standing there with my ticket in my hand. So y'all just pray for me, and I'm going to render this song to you right now.
Amen, amen, brother.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, and I am one. Oh Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, when my way grows dreary, precious Lord, he lingers near. When my life is almost gone, oh, Lord, hear my cry, Lord, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh, Lord. I believe I said that again.
Yes.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh, Lord, when the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, oh, Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand. Guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh, yeah. See, I don't mind talking to him.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I got to say it again. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm, Lord, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. and lead me home. You see, I'm not worthy today. I know the Lord with me. But when the Lord called my name, I want to be standing here at the river. Here I stand. Guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand. Precious Lord, and lead. Father, don't you lead your child on home. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Lord.
God bless you,
Lord.
Uncle.
God, thank
yes,
you.
Lord. Hallelujah.
I don't believe I got enough room in here. I'm about to run up in here. Oh, hallelujah.
My God. My Lord. Lead
my God.
You. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I haven't heard singing like that in a long time. When I tell you,
hallelujah.
Your voice has such an anointing on it. Like your voice, it just causes things just to be removed off of you. I mean, it just...
Jesus.
Just cause you to come out of a place that you might have been in. Somebody might have been into some type of mental thing, or might have been some type of physical thing. But your voice, hallelujah. Oh, your voice,
yeah.
You see, just have that great anointing that's on you. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
God bless
you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Holy Spirit for you allowing the Holy Spirit to use you and use your voice
like
that. Uncle Joel, I love you so much. Thank
you
so much for blessing us. With
Psalms.
Amen.
Yes, amen. God bless you one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God continue to strengthen you, brother. Uncle Joel, Rochester,
yes.
We thank God for you. I'll stay here for the message from our pastor, Doris. Amen. And today, hallelujah, God is using him mighty, mighty, mighty. Oh,
yes.
Because he said this. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Precious God. We thank you. Lead me, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Let me go with
you,
let me get higher. Let God out of us, that's how you are. I know we were being delivered and set free. Huh? Praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It just takes me back to the house. The blood, higher, Lord. He my Lord. We're going to go to our song, and we'll be right here back to us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm on fire over here, you all. I'm burning up everything in my way. Hallelujah. God, we thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Song selection. We'll be back for the message from our pastor, Doris Manning. Hallelujah. My God.
God, we
thank
you. Amazed at your power. Amazed at your strength. Amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley. Help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley,
for every valley,
you used to strengthen
me.
Send me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
the mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Woo.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So amazing. Yes, you are God. Yes, you are Father. Yes. You are so amazing. Yes. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that's about to go forth here in service, oh God, from the mouth of your servant, Father God. Hallelujah. Your minister, oh God, that you set a fire for this very day and this very hour, oh God, for your people, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will move mighty on your son today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the glory of the Lord arise right now. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 60:2. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. I now produce you all. Hallelujah. I now introduce to you all my husband, my handsome, anointed, God-given husband. Hallelujah. To you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Man of God, prophet of nations. Hallelujah. Our very own pastor, saying many. God bless you, my love.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we thank God. We thank God for this opportunity to be able to be gathered here on one accord, reading the word of God, hearing the word of God, and as a result, being a doer of the word of God as well. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for being able to see you in your word. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that we read today, Father, is your word and no one else's, Father God. Now, Father God, we pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add or take anything away from your word. Be our thoughts, be our eyes, be every single feeling that's in our mind and that is in our heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. Unclean thoughts and unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus, for you are not welcome here. Any spirit of confusion, you flee from this place right now. Any spirit of doubt, you flee from this place right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody says amen, amen again.
Amen.
Amen. I'll be giving you a little bit of what the Holy Spirit led me to deliver on today. You know, this is the day that God has made for us. And today I'll be coming out of the, I'll read a little bit out of the King James, and I'll read a little bit out of the Message and out of the NLT version of the Bible here. And I'll be coming from the book of John. We'll start right here in John chapter 1, then I go to John chapter 3. And what I'll be giving you today is, I'm full of it because God gave it to me. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles here, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of John. Over here to the book of John. And let's go, let's start right here. John chapter 1. I want to read you a few verses here. But before we get started here, I'd like to let everybody know that God is an awesome God. God is so awesome, and he shows us his awesomeness every single day of our lives. Every single day that you open your eyes up in the morning and take a breath is because of the grace of God and the mercy of God that made it all available for you to enjoy life. Over here, John chapter 1. We'll start right here in verse 1. And I got to show you this before we even get into what I'm trying to tell you here. It reads here, John chapter 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." 2 says, "The same was in the beginning with God. 3. Now all things were made by him, and without him was anything made that was made. Now we need to understand that first before I can let you know how full that you are. How full that you are. See, I'm full of it because God has gave it to me. Now just scroll over a little bit. Let's go over here to John chapter 3. I want to read a little bit here to John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 1 says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. 3 said, and Jesus answered him and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? 5 says, and Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. 6 says, that which is born is of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And Jesus, he continues on, he speaks and says, marvel not that I say unto thee that you must be born again. 8 says, the wind blow where it list, and hear, and thou hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell where this come or where this go, so is everyone that is born again of the Spirit. What I want to let everybody know is today that I'm full of it because Jesus Christ has already made that way for me. God has given it to me already. And if you want to ask, it is what it is that you're full of. Now, anybody that has been born again, according to what Jesus says here, anybody that has been born or that has been washed of water. So here it is, Nicodemus had came to Jesus by night. See, Nicodemus was a Pharisee. He was a rule keeper. He was one that kept the law. He was one that kept the rituals. But obviously, even one that was in a place of authority knew that this man that he seen, or this man that had performed all these miracles, had to be a man of God to be able to do all these kind of miracles, because this was something that had never ever been seen before. But even Nicodemus, knowing that this has to be a man of God because he can see that the light is in him, he can see that God is in him, even he came by night because he didn't want his comrades, he didn't want nobody to know that he was coming. See, he ain't walk in the daytime. See, he had an image to uphold. Hallelujah. But see, every single one that is born again, every single one that is born again, you are full of the one that God had been sent, who God had sent for you. I'm going to skip on down here a little bit. Let's go here to John chapter 3. Let's go here to let's start right here, verses 15. This is Jesus speaking. He says that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes, Lord.
But how did you get to that everlasting life? Jesus is telling you right now, that's how you get to that everlasting life. See, he told Nicodemus over here in the beginning, see, you had to be born again. In order when you're born again, see, right now, see, now you are in that place, or you are counted as that one that can inherit eternal life.
Yes.
That's for you.
And that's what's being full of, you see. But what you're asking is, okay, so what am I full of? 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. You need to know this right here question, that God loves you. So because God loves you, and he gave his son for you, and whoever believes in the son, or whoever believes in him, then that means that him is on the inside of you, and that him is on the inside of you, counts you as being a part of that everlasting. See, it didn't say that you had to be a dark complexion man to have God on the inside of you. Neither did it say that you had to be a light complexion man to have God on the inside of you. Scripture says that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I thank God. I thank God that God loved this world so much. He didn't just love just one that was in this world. So we have to realize that Nicodemus, you know, he was a Jewish leader. So now what his rule keeping was all about was, you know, keeping the law. And we have to realize also that the law that he was keeping, it was only for Jews and for Jews only. But here it is that Jesus, who he came to by night, taught him something. And he definitely learned something. He taught something. He definitely taught him something. And he said that whosoever, so that means that includes you, the one that's in these positions, these high authorities, or you that with a lighter complexion, or you that are darker complexion, all have that equal opportunity to be a part of the kingdom if you be born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So when one, you hear one that say that I'm full of it. So what it is that you're full of? See, I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I'm full of God's love. I'm full of God's grace. I'm full of God's mercy. I'm full of God's wisdom. I'm full of God's understanding. I'm full of God's courage or his fortitude.
Yes.
I'm full of the fear of God. I'm full of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness.
Yes.
That's what it is that you are full of. And that's for every single man and woman, every single Jew or every single Gentile, or every single white man or black man or Asian man. That's for all men.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God.
And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, God, that you loved us so much.
Yes, Lord.
But here is the thing right here. Here is the thing. Well, why is it if you be full of God, if you say that you are, you know, of God and God is in you, then why is it that you are hating on your brother, or you're hating on the next man, or you're hating on the next wife? See, that's the question right there. That's the question. And I'll tell you the answer to this question right here. See, there are many of us. I'm not going to say many of you. I'm going to say many of us because at one point in time, you know, all of us had entered into that place called self. So we have to realize that this Nicodemus, you know, he was a Pharisee. And then, you know, as the Pharisees, you know, they were the rulers that was in a place of authority that was in charge of keeping law. And see, what they was doing was they were self-righteous people. Hallelujah. They thinking that the way it was to the kingdom was them looking right and doing right and trying to keep all the law that's on the outside. But I'm here to tell you, there was no man that could keep all the law but Jesus Christ. There was no one that could keep all the law but Jesus Christ. But on the outside, they looked like that they was virtuous. They looked like they was filled. They just looked like that on the outside. But if you would look at them on the inside, see, God, you know what I'm saying, don't judge the appearances on the outside. God judges what it is on the inside. Or let me say, God judges who it is on the inside. So if Jesus Christ be inside of me and Jesus Christ be inside of you, see, this is what God looks for. He looks and see if Jesus Christ, see, he don't care what color that you are or what name tag that you're wearing around your neck or hat that you got on your head. You're trying to say it to somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm full of it. Because God gave it to me. And this is the problem that's going on right now in the world today. The thing that's going on in the world today, one want to make themselves to be higher than the other one, thinking that God blesses me or God loves me more than he loves you because look, it is what I have gotten or look, it is what I have obtained. I want to show you something over here. Go with me over here to the book of Romans. Go over here to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Go over here to the book of Romans, chapter 8. I'm going to show you something over here. Romans chapter 8. We'll start right here at verses 37. Romans chapter 8 and 37 say, know that all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. This is Apostle Paul here speaking. In 38 says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So you need to know something right here, that every single, see, Paul wasn't just talking about one person right here. He wasn't talking about just one group. He wasn't talking about himself. He wasn't.
Yes,
he was talking
Lord.
About nothing shall be able to separate you, because we are all victorious, those that are in Christ Jesus, those that have received God into their life, those that have confessed with their mouths and have been baptized by water and have been baptized
yes,
by
Lord.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
He wasn't just talking about one. He was talking about we are victorious. We all are victorious. And I'm persuaded it ain't nothing that you can say or nothing that you can say that's going to separate me from the love of God. No powers or no principalities in the sky, no angels, nobody going to separate me from the love of God, what God has for me.
Amen.
God loves you, brothers and sisters. He loves every single one of you. God did not create one to be more than the other. God created every single man, every single woman, Jew or Gentile or white or black or Mexican or whatever that you are. If you are American or you are South African, God made every single man equal to one another.
Yes, Lord.
He made every man equal to one another. So get out of that place of thinking that you are superior over one another.
Jesus.
Because God don't have no favors. Hallelujah. God does not favor one man more than he favored other man, because God died for all men. You said
Amen.
In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. And he said the Word became
Jesus.
Flesh. Now see, we're talking about the Word. That's who we're talking about. We're talking about Jesus. Jesus didn't give his life just for one group of people. Jesus gave his life for all people. Now, anybody that's trying to say that Jesus Christ gave his life for the believers, well, see, now you got something a little bit, you right, but you a little bit off. Jesus gave his life for all sinners, because there was no Christian, there was nobody. It was all sinners until you received Jesus Christ into your life.
Amen.
That means that every single body is in the same boat. So stop going around hating on your brother. Stop going around hating on your neighbor. Stop going around comparing yourself amongst yourself. Look at what I got and look at what you got. Because these things that you have right now, you can't take these things with you no matter how hard you try. Neither can you save yourself no matter how hard you try. You got to go through the same way that I got to go through. You got to go through Christ Jesus. You have to be baptized. You have to be born again. And those that are born again, you have to receive the Holy Spirit. You have to believe him. You have to receive him on the inside of you. See, this is what God had loved you so much. God loved you so much that he filled you up. He filled you up with himself.
Thank you, Lord.
He filled you with wisdom and understanding and courage and knowledge in his word and the fear of God. And as a result, as you receive in him, what you received was you became a producer of his word. You begin to produce love and joy and peace and patience.
Yes, Lord God.
Let me show you this over here. And see, every single thing that you say, Pastor, you just can't say stuff. Let me show you this in Scripture. Over here in 1 Peter, I'll be reading this from the New Living Translation. 1 Peter in the first chapter, I'll show you this right here in verses 17. Verses 17 says, and remember the Heavenly Father, to whom you pray, has no favorites. See, I'm reading this from the New Living Translation now. This is the Bible that I'm reading. This ain't my own word. So you can say that, no, Pastor, you said that all on y'all. No, this is what Scripture is saying. It says that to whom the Father to whom you pray has no favorites. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live a reverent fear of him during the time here as temporary residents. Y'all, we ain't here for the, we just passing through this place. We just passing through this place. So stop making yourself to be so big. You have these big eyes and then these little you looking down at one another when God loves every single one of us. This is what his apostle Peter is saying right there. God don't have no favor. So you might be the doorkeeper over here at this place. But see, when you step out of this place of time, see, we're just in time right now. When you step out of time and step into eternity, see, God knows and has a way. See, I might be the one that's the CEO, and you might be the one that's the doorkeeper. Hallelujah. We don't know how it's going to work out, but we thank God. We thank God that why I am here, that is for me to be friends with you. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever shall believeth on him shall not perish. And I'm part of that whosoever. Hallelujah. And God gave me the same spirit to be able to do exactly what he did. God loves, so because I say that I am in God and I believe in him, so that means that I'm going to love too. And I'm not going to hate. Now, anything else that you are producing outside of what God has produced, then you have to be producing it from a different kingdom, and you have to be producing it from Satan. Either it come by self, or if it come by Satan, but it's still influenced by Satan.
Jesus.
Go with me over here to Galatians chapter 5. We're gonna wrap this thing up right here. Go over here with me to Galatians chapter 5. I want to show you two or three little scriptures that I've seen over here in Galatians chapter 5 here. Galatians chapter 5, and we'll look right here at verses 19. Now, this don't come from God. Hallelujah. This come from yourself. This come from you not letting the Holy Spirit lead you. This come from, even if you're a believer or you're a non-believer. See, this is what you produce when you don't be led by the Holy Spirit. When you're not led by the Holy Spirit, see, you will enter into an adulterous lifestyle. You will enter into fornication and uncleanness and lasciviousness. You will make yourself idols. You'll have all this idolatry and witchcraft and hatred. Let's put a period right there. Say it, hatred.
Jesus.
If you ain't loving, then what are you doing? That means you're producing hate. See, Jesus Christ didn't just have love for one. He had love for all. The other reason why he would have gave his life for all. See, I'm full of it. Hallelujah. You can say that I am to who I am, or you can say that you are certain things, but what God said that I am. God said that I'm full of it. He said that I'm full of it. He said that I'm full over here in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22. He said that I'm full of love and joy and peace and long suffering and gentleness and meekness and temperance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what you're full of because God gave it to you.
Amen.
If God be for you, then who can be against you? See, we're in a world, we live in this broken world. In this broken world that we live in, as a result, when you put your eyes on the things of this world, then you become a broken people. And when you become a broken people, they break people. See, now you have made it your business instead of being a man and a woman of God, loving on one another, caring for one another, teaching one another in the name of Jesus, being patient, being gentle with one another, being faithful to one another, having self-control. See, you have come out of that place, and then you have entered into that place where you're hating on everybody. You're trying to destroy everybody with your words. You're trying to deceive one another. You're trying to get ahead of one another. Anything that you got, I can do better. So you're trying to look like somebody. You're trying to pretend that you got it together, but you are broken on the inside. See, this is what Scripture says. Scripture said this right here to you. So you're producing the wrong fruit. Anything that didn't come from God, it has to come from Satan, and that ain't what God had for you to produce. See, you got to be full of it because God gave it to you. Now, if you ain't using what God gave, then what are you using? We thank you, Father God. for giving us
thank
a spirit
you,
of peace. We thank you, Father God,
yes,
for giving us a spirit of wholeness and a sound mind. We thank you, Father God, for giving us grace. We thank you, Father God, for giving us forgiveness. We thank you, Father God,
yes,
for giving us healing. See, these are the gifts that God gave you. God gave you gifts
Amen.
Of prophecy. God gave you gifts
Amen.
Of wisdom. He gave you gifts of knowledge. He gave you gifts of healing. He gave you all these different gifts for you to use because he loved you so much. Be
Amen.
Full of it. Be
Amen.
Full of God. And don't be full
Amen.
Of this world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. And may God
bless you.
You.
Hallelujah. Be full
Hallelujah.
Of it. Be full of it. Amen. Are you full of it
Hallelujah.
Today? Amen. Be full of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive it. Be full of the things
Hallelujah.
Of God. Hallelujah. How many of y'all full with the heart? The fruits of the Holy Spirit. Notice you're full of it. Full of
yeah.
joy. Full of grace. Full of mercy. Hallelujah. Full of new life. Hallelujah. Full of hallelujah. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness,
yes.
gentleness, and self-control. Be full of it. Today. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. We thank God at this time. We open up the doors of the church.
Thank you.
Will there be one today? Will there be one today?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
There might be one that your cup is empty.
Yes, Lord. My
you
Lord,
need Jesus. Let that be you today. Let
you
today.
Yes,
like Brother Joel has sang that song.
Yes,
he said,
Lord, yes,
precious Lord, take my hand and lead me home.
Yes, Lord.
Let the Holy Spirit lead you.
Yes,
don't
Lord.
Let another day pass by
yes,
thinking that you got time
Lord.
For borrowed time. And God, call
Lord.
Your number right now. Don't be in this place.
Right now, God.
Or wait until tomorrow. Let that be today. Be one. Just press one. We'll pray a prayer of salvation
yes.
with you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
There may be one that want to rededicate themselves.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You've gotten a little bit
Hallelujah.
Off track.
Yes,
you got
Lord.
The word
I
of God, but you start trusting in self.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
let
Lord.
Us help you. We're going to pray with you.
Right now,
we're going to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
We'll help you
yes,
get back
Lord.
On the track, on the right track.
Jesus
Christ is
yes,
that
Lord.
Way. He's the truth
yes,
in the life. Will help you to come
yes,
out of that place
Lord.
Of darkness.
Thank
back
you,
into the light.
Jesus,
into that place
God.
Of abundance.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
There might be one. Just press one. Have
yes,
courage.
Lord, right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There
yes,
may be
Lord.
One that may be sick in their
yes,
body.
Lord.
You may be
yes,
dealing
Lord.
With some type of illness. Sickness may be Jesus. Operating in your body illegally.
My God,
illegally.
My God.
Pray over you. Let's pray with you. The Bible tells us anyone that is sick, let them come to the elder
yes,
and anoint your head and let them pray.
Yes,
let us pray
Lord.
Over
Move right now,
Hallelujah.
God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
There may be one
Hallelujah.
That's looking for a church home.
Yes,
you maybe
Lord.
Have went into this house, but you couldn't eat in this
my
house.
God.
You may have went to another house and you couldn't drink in this house. You may have went to another house, but you was the wrong color in this house.
Yes, Lord.
There's a place for you. Me
yes,
and Pastor Tower Nico Manning, we would love to be your pastors. We're going to love you just like you've never been loved before. Through the eyes
God,
of Jesus
yes,
Christ, a supernatural love.
Yes,
let it be
Lord,
you today.
Thank you, Father.
When you
right
come.
To try me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There might be one.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Right now, what I want to do is pray for the nation right now. Pray for our nation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, right now. Lord, we come praying in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you receive that you move mighty, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pray for the leaders of our nation to come to the light right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ as we make supplication, prayer, intercession, and give thanks for all the people of our nation and for the leaders of our nation today that we might. I can live a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just
yeah.
want to say thank you, Lord. Let our leaders be just, oh God. Let them rule by the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let our leaders fall down before the Lord and let our nation serve him. Let the poor and needy people of our nation be delivered right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let, hallelujah, let the Lord's dominion be established in our nation
yeah.
and let his enemies lick the dust right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Turn our leaders' hearts today, O God, to fear you. Let the Lord rule over our nation, and let our nation be glad and rejoice right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our nation sing a new song. Bless his name and show forth his salvation from day to day. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Let the people of our nation tremble at the presence of the Lord, our God. Let our nation make a joyful noise to the Lord, and let the people serve him with gladness. Let our leaders praise you. Hallelujah. Let them hear the words of your mouth, oh God. Let the wicked be rooted out of our land right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the wicked be cut down and
river
at the green herb, oh God. Let all the people of our nation turn to the Lord our God and worship him. In the name of Jesus Christ, in truth and in spirit. Hallelujah. Our nation is the Lord. And we decree and declare today and the fullness thereof and all they say, the world therein. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, divine intervention right now, God. Let all the idolaters in our nation be confirmed right now. And let all the God, all the gods worship the Lord, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Let our nation praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth, oh God. Save our nation today, oh Lord. And send prosperity, hallelujah, to your children, oh God. We pray that our nation will submit to the rule and reign of Christ Jesus. We pray for our nation today, will bring its wealth into the kingdom. Hallelujah. We pray our nation will be covered and converted and bring its wealth to the king.
Lord.
Hallelujah, oh God, we thank you. We pray our nation will be healed by the leaves on the tree of life right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray our nation will show forth the praise
of
God.
Jesus.
We pray our nation will see the glory of God today. In the name of Jesus Christ, let those who are deaf hear the words of the book, hallelujah. And let the blind see, hallelujah, out of the obscurity, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that Jesus will rule over our nation in righteousness and judgment today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray our nation will come to Zion to be taught and learned war no more. We pray that our nation will seek the Lord and enter into his rest right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you, God. We pray that the parched places in our nation will become a pool and ever, hallelujah, ever thirsty, parched springs of water. We pray that the glory of the Lord be revealed to our nation and that all the inhabitants will see it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the Lord bring righteousness and justice to our nation, from nation to nation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask the Lord to do a new thing in our nation today by giving waters in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you heal our land, hallelujah, and its people, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let peace, shalom, come into our nation like a river. Right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the children of our nation be taught of the Lord. Lord, we pray that our nation will speak and find the Lord this day, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our nation be filled with the peace and the miracles and worship the Lord our God. Let the people of our nation come and worship the Lord our God most higher. Let our people build houses and inhabit them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our people plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. Hallelujah to your name, God. Let our people, Lord, enjoy the work of their hands, oh God. Let the enemies in our land be reconciled in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our nation be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Let our nation be saved and walk in the light of Zion this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, let God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Let his ways be known to us. Hallelujah. Let his saving help into our nation. Oh God, do it right now, oh God. Remove every stone and block of this nation, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every covenant with death and hell be broken in our nation today. In the name of Jesus Christ, let our nation look to the Lord and be saved right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the Lord lay bare his holy arm and let our nation see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Let every veil spread up.
Hallelujah.
Our nation be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our nation is the inheritance of the Lord, not a possession right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of the Lord, and he is the governor of our nation. And we thank you, Lord God. It is you that govern us, oh God, and we thank you. So we shall not fear, oh God, we thank you. Oh Lord, if you look out, it's the head of our life and the lifter of our heads. Let the people who walk in darkness in our nation see the light today. And let your light shine upon those in the shadow of darkness right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let his government and peace and love continually increase in our nation today. In the name of Jesus Christ, let his justice and judgment increase in our nation right now. Let those in our nation who were not your people be called the children of the living God. Hallelujah. Let righteousness peace short in the Holy Ghost increase in our nation right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we trust, oh God, as we bind our faith up, whatever believer on the line today, let it be so in the will, oh God, according to your will today, oh God, to prosper those, oh God, hallelujah, that trust and believe in you, hallelujah, In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father God, that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard and say with us, Lord, we just want to say thank you that you're taking us higher. My God, we thank him, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the power of the Holy Ghost and the will of the Lord just say, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. As I was led today to pray for our nation, hallelujah, like Pastor said, hallelujah, glory to God. Yes. I am full of it. I am full of it today. Amen, amen, glory to God. Yes. We thank God for the fire stored. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit of the living God, we thank you for one more time. At this time, you all, we're going to have our tithes and offerings. Go ahead and prepare to send your tithes and offerings over today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, being led. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you, Father God, for all that are able, Lord God, to show today and all the purpose of our heart, Father God, that you will bless them, Lord God, and restore them to the stewardship of your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes today according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the 7 promises, oh God, that you have given to us as a tithe and those that give offering today. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will open up and pour our blessings and we won't have room enough to receive. So Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will prosper, Lord God. We will be prosperous and we thank you. Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3 and 11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask, Lord God, to rebuke the devour for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithe. Heavenly Father, your word says you promise to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you, hallelujah, and we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3 and 11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to paying our tithe. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine that casts its root before its time according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us and every member of our families, our finances, our fruits, our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you, hallelujah, to keep our families, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds. Bless us, oh God, with your 7 blessings of a tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, oh God, to give us the fulfillment, oh God, of these 7 blessings of a tithe, according to John 16 and 23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed, because you have blessed us as we are tithers, oh God, because you blessed us to be a blessing, and we thank you. Hallelujah, in Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory, and we all say amen. Amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everyone here that's in service one more time. But at this time, we'll have our announcements, and I'll do those announcements today. So our church schedule, you all, is as follows. On Mondays, we have intercessory prayers at 6 a.m. at the number 732-434-2510. Right now, we're in our 40 days of prayer and agreement. Hallelujah. And you can reach us at that same number at 6 a.m. We started on January 1st. It will wrap up on February 9th. And for some, February 14th, that started on the 4th. So, amen. If you want to join us, please join us and be blessed. Come believe and to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And on second Tuesdays of every month, we have restoration service here on the church line, 845-277-9213, the number that you're calling in today for service. Wednesday is our Bible study at 7 p.m. at the same number. Thursdays, we have midweek service, amen, at 7 p.m., you all. And then we have Sunday service here again at 2 p.m. every Sunday, amen. And then we have the shout, amen, at 12 noon, Monday through Thursday, which is hosted by me, Prophetess C. Chantel Manning, at 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. If you need that little kick that need to get through, call in at the same number here on the church line, 845-277-9213. This year, you all, about April, we'll be doing our first revival, pit revival. So we're looking forward to that. Amen. We'll be going back out to the street ministering. But we are the gospel public ministry, the church without walls. So we thank God for your support. You all continue to pray for us. Me and my husband and every member of the gospel public ministry, we bless everyone today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank God for you. Amen, amen, and amen. Hopefully I didn't go too fast. Amen, amen. And if you are a new member, make sure you send over your information to us. We want to make sure we get your date of birth and everything else so that we celebrate you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You all and your members of your family, for we are covering you all. That number is 346-719-3349. And if you need another way to be able to send in your tithes and offering over to us, call 346-719-3349. Again, that number is 346-719-3349. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be able to. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to have a restful place for people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity. We bless you to function, hallelujah, the way that God intended you to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a deficit. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Pastor Rick, our benediction.
Amen. Amen. I hope everyone got a chance to get enough of it, get full
Amen.
Of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May they be prosperous in every single way.
Yes,
now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen again. We love
Amen.
You.
Amen.
God loves you more.
We love you.
Jesus Christ is
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
God bless you. God bless all. We love you. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Closer than ever.
make it.